This is Podcast Stacks. I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. With me is the lovely and talented Miss Courtney Coombs. And this time around, we actually conclude our four-part review of The Amazing Spider-Man, Volume 1, Issue 347. I like the spaghetti webbing that he still has in these stories that Todd McFarlane gave him.
I gotta wonder how the symbiote works. It doesn't seem to be made of any particular substance, although I imagine it would be squishy. I don't know why. You know, like that foam rubber stuff?
That's a good question. I don't know what it would actually like feel like. I never even thought about it before.
They say it feels like cool liquid going onto your skin, but that doesn't really construct much.
That sounds a little bit creepy, I guess. Matt Gargan, he had a whole like rant about what it feels like to be bound to the symbiote, and he's like saying how horrible it is, but he like concludes...
Oh, boo-hoo.
Sorry? Oh, what?
I said, oh, boo-hoo, so
well,
hard for you.
No, no, no. He does conclude his rant with... But he, you know, as hard as it is to live with the symbiote, he doesn't want to ever have to live without it again.
It seems fun.
Yeah, you can do a lot of stuff with it, like kick Spider-Man's ass.
But then it's like you think, you know, when it comes to just your everyday living, like when you're going to the bathroom or you're taking a shower, is that thing with you all the time or when you're sleeping?
Well, yeah, it's a symbiote. It's bound to you. You could probably... like, have it just barely touching you at like, one spot, and otherwise it's, like, standing near you. But, yeah, that's the deal. You're never free of it. That's what it wanted to do to Peter was become one with him. He's like, no.
Nah. I won't be able to pee, because I can't pee if there's someone else around.
It'd be
just,
so funny if the symbiote had a sense of humor, and you go to take a piss, and it, like, separates, and it just stands there watching you. Staring at you. With those big symbiote eyes.
And it always has kind of the smile on its face, so,
you know what? You would just close your eyes.
Oh, the mental image.
That's freaky.
Yeah, I think... Oh, yeah, in the cartoon, the symbiote does release itself from Peter when he goes to sleep.
Ah, well, it never bound to him, really.
Permanently bonding.
So, yeah, I guess... although... it can decide to leave its host and find another one, which is what happened to Brock.
When?
Well, in Marvel Knights Spider-Man, when, like, Brock tried to kill himself because he's... he, like, found Jesus and, like, slit his wrists.
Oh, God.
You read this, I thought, because then the symbiote's like, fuck this.
I think that's the one that everyone told me don't read if you have any... if you care at all about Spider-Man or Venom, do not read this.
It's really painfully bad.
And the one more day thing.
Oh, I won't touch that. Oh, no. No, 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 no. And I'm so against that. Yeah, I don't know what the hell they were thinking. But, yeah, it was really hard finding, because you wanted to review a Venom comic. I had to sift through a lot of shit to find this one, which is pretty decent. Because, my God... there are almost no good Venom comics.
Well, there's some good ones in this Birth of Venom thing I have. But Tom McFarlane, not really a writer.
No. I thought, and I told you this all the year.
It's pretty much on the same level that I am, although I think I might be able to do better.
I guarantee you would be able to do better, because in that one comic when he's... got captions about Spider-Man, and the one caption reads, his web line, advantageous! I'm like, wow. Wow, okay. Nobody should let him write anything ever. But I was mentioning about off the air about this one plot that sounded intriguing, where Venom's wife kills herself, which should have been a good story, and I read it. No, it was crap.
I think I read that one, yeah.
Yeah, because him and Peter, like, they're like, okay, fine, we won't kill each other. And then, of course...
No, didn't
yeah.
She gave Bond to her, and then she went insane, and she was like, oh my god, I've killed all those people, I can't live with myself. And then Ebrock's like, nah, the symbiote wouldn't make you do anything you didn't really want to do. No, I have a weak female character, I must die!
If only all bad characters would kill themselves.
Like, what was that guy? He used to be in the Avengers, and his only superpower was that he could use psychic powers to turn people in... what was it? Just arouse them, basically.
What? Oh, Star Fox.
Star Fox, that's the one.
Okay, but see, okay, he's been in exactly one good story. There was a She-Hulk story where this rival of She-Hulk's, who was like this nasty lawyer, Star Fox used his power on her to put her in lust with this hideous android monster who she wound up fucking because Star Fox messed with her brain.
Oh, we're talking about sex machines on Podcast X in the comments section.
Oh, that's right. There has been talk of that, hasn't there? In fact, we just talked about vibrating transformers in the most recent episode as of the time of this recording. But, you know, I didn't see AI. You guys were talking about, like, the gigolo robot in that or something?
Terrible.
Yeah, I've never had any great feeling I needed to see that movie, and now I have even less. It's like, yeah, okay, whatever.
It scared and depressed the shit out of me.
I know about it, and, like, it had some weird ending or something.
Yeah, which was depressing.
Well, depressing is good, but back to...
No, it isn't.
Oh, come on! Okay, did you ever see The Elephant Man?
Oh, that scared me so much.
Oh, how old were you when you saw it?
Let's see, old man, 9?
I wouldn't recommend it to, like, little kids like that, because...
it just happened to be on TV, and I started watching it, and I'm like, oh, ew!
That...
Freak! How she's watching!
The makeup job, frankly, is just too good, in that I can't imagine a little kid watching that movie and, like, not being traumatized.
Who played him?
His last name's Hurt. Was it William Hurt or
John Hurt?
John Hurt. Whichever Hurt has the beady little eyes...
Yeah, John Hurt, who was in Hellboy. He was Hellboy's father.
Because I was going to say, I get the two Hurt dudes mixed up all the time. But, now that you're old...
Like the Attenboroughs.
Sorry?
Like the Attenboroughs. Everyone confuses the two of them.
See, there's... Yeah, you know what? If you... Or the Arquettes, or like any... Yeah, like I don't know either of those actresses from each other. There's too many actors with the same names. But, yeah, you should watch that now that, like, you presumably won't be as freaked out by the Elephant Man's appearance, because, like...
It was on Foxtel, and I watched the first few minutes, and I was still scared. But still, I thought the way that I made it look like an old 1920s, 30s movie was very good.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful just to look at... Well, not the dude, but, I mean, the movie itself. That has,
cinematography.
That, which was great, and that is probably one of the best... and most depressing, like, movies ever. So, yeah, I really hate movies that have, like, shiny, happy endings.
Yeah.
That makes me angry.
But then not so dark like Spawn, where it's just needlessly emo.
Spawn was just a really piss-poor fucking movie. I mean, the cartoon was better.
Oh, the cartoon. Well, it's by Alan Burnett, who worked on Batman the Animated Series.
Well, I guess that explains that, but, In fact, wasn't the Spawn movie, like, it wasn't... Oh, that's right, you guys have different ratings. I was going to say it was only rated PG-13 here, which basically means it's okay for kids. And a Spawn movie should not be okay for kids.
It was an M over here, but PG? Whoa.
PG-13 is for, like, 13 and up. It's fine for, if you're younger than 13, you have to have a parent, in theory. But, M? Now, doesn't M mean, like, 18? There?
No. It's M15.
Oh, okay. Because all I know is I know you have, like, shit. It's, like, restricted or something over there. Because I'm always...
Okay. We have G, PG, PG-13, M, M15, which is also the name of a machine gun, MA, and then R.
Ah, because I'm always looking for, like, whatever, like, the closest rating to bands altogether is, because you just know that those are the movies that are most worth seeing. So, I know I'm probably the only one that, like, judges movies that way, but yeah. I'm like, if they don't want me to see this, I've got to see it. I was just seeing if I was making sure I was still recording, which we are. Okay, that's good to know.
Oh, thank the Force.
Oh, here we go.
Spreadshot.
Oh, you're back to the comic. I was looking at your at your movie ratings.
What were we looking at? Let's see.
Yeah, they're actually. Yeah, I'll just skip over that. You know, it's weird to see Spider-Man like this without his mask on, that he's got the stubble and shit.
Yeah, he looks a bit grungy Spidey.
You rarely see that, and you're right. Aunt May does look like a corpse.
Hey, look, he's saying, oh, great, the sun's going down. That's what I say every time the sun goes away.
I'm not a big fan of daylight myself. I'd really be...
Is it nighttime over there, or what?
It's 11:07 p.m.
Ah.
Yeah, because...
Same.
That's actually pretty cool, because it makes it easy to tell. Like, because you're 11:07, I guess, a.m.?
Yes.
Oh, well, okay, then.
And it's schizophrenic weather out there. One moment it's sunny, and then it's raining.
Yeah, I'm envious because you're, like, in fall or winter or whatever, and, like, we're in our summer here, and I'm not a big fan of, like, you know, every day's, like, 90 to 100 degrees and shit. It's like, ugh. Alrighty, I really don't care about Aunt May, except I hope she's not fucking this dude, because that would be disgusting.
Yeah, he kind of looks like an old Commissioner Gordon.
Yes, he does.
So old people don't have sex. Are you stupid or something? That's disgusting.
No, let me scare you. Yeah, they do.
Her vagina would be so wrinkly. Like, see her face? It would be worked up there. I've been listening to you too much.
Because I'm like, yeah, I guess it would be.
She never had kids, though. I don't think. Or is... No. The Spider-Man's dad. Yeah.
Did Aunt May ever... There was a...
Oh, no, it's his grandmother. Whoops. No, Aunt May. Duh.
Now, here's a weird thing. I think they've placed this out of continuity now, but there was a miniseries called Trouble by Mark Millar, however you say his name, where they strongly implied Aunt May is really secretly Peter's mother. Which, from the look of Aunt May, she would have had to have had him when she was, like, 80.
Well, there are some versions where they draw her, you know, as maybe 50, 60.
Right, Ultimate Aunt May is probably no more than 60, but this woman is...
And the one in the cartoon looks like Ultimate.
Oh, well, that's good, because nobody wants this version of Aunt May where she looks like...
It's kind of a bitch, though.
Look at her. Ugh. I'm just... And look how he, like, has the... He drew her with, like, the extended, like, witch chin.
Hey, I just read what you said. How do those fly girls move like that? Fly girls eat Spider-Man? Eaten by Spider-Man?
Oh, that's an obscure, like, a now obscure pop culture reference. There was a show called In Living Color that was a sketch comedy show, and they had, like, in between the skits... scantily clad girls would come out and dance around, and they were called the Fly Girls.
I see.
So when
obscure reference.
Oh, speaking of obscure, to me, to Americans, there's going to be, because you mentioned this show existed that I never heard of, there's going to be an American version of this Kath and Carol.
Kath and Kim.
Kath and Kim. I don't even fucking know. But instead of importing the show, they're just going to do an American version. No. What is the point of
We've
that?
We've all heard about it, and it's quite frankly terrible, and apparently, what's her name who plays Liz Sherman? Actually, I'll just look on the poster. Wait. Her name is Selma Blair. Yeah, she's going to be Kim.
I'm sure the handful of people who watched the two episodes that make it to the air before it's canceled will enjoy it.
What is wrong with America? No wonder my friend who likes anime hates America.
Tell your friend that they are right to hate America, that except for Podcast X, America sucks, and, it just hit me, you let your mother listen to this?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just afraid she'll, like, walk by and hear me, or she'll download it. I don't know.
Because you were, like, saying how she's like, oh, that's not a real podcast. That's just you guys talking about nothing. And I'm like, wait. And then I'm remembering some of the stuff we've said on the air. And I'm like, wait a minute.
She knows what my fetish is. Oh, God!
I'm imagining her, like, listening to this one, and you're talking about Aunt May's wrinkly private parts.
She's like, she starts listening, going, oh, yeah, Courtney's really good at this. And then her face slowly starts falling as she listens to all the other stuff about Beauty and the Beast and such.
Because what you told me, how you told one of your, like, somebody you knew, oh, yeah, I've got a podcast. I'm on a show. And they're like, oh, good. How do I listen to it? And you're like, I'm just kidding.
No, I told, it was my cousin, and I said, oh, yeah, it's a Podcast X. Just Google it. Hopefully they found the other lesser Podcast X.
Oh, no, forget it. I think they're, like, if you Google it, you get, like, us for, like, at least several pages.
The second result is the other guys, which, you know, I've gone onto their site and spammed the shit out of them and going, fuck you guys, we're better!
Ah, you should have told me. I would have wanted to see. Now you got me Googling. The second match, really?
Yeah.
I wonder if this, see here, I just went to Google's site, and they've got fireworks and stuff, and I'm wondering if, like, they only do that if you've got an American IP address.
Yeah, I don't have it.
I should have known. Oh, wow, you're right, they are the second match. How about that?
Huh. How about that?
Yeah, I don't believe I just said that. You know what?
That's it, it's one episode.
Yeah, well, they suck anyway. How dare they think of the title that I picked before I thought of it?
Well, it's sort of, it's X means the unknown or something obscure or miscellaneous.
Yeah, I just thought it was a punchy title. Also, there's like a another podcast. We were sort of like defining ourselves as like the quality opposition as compared to their suckiness. And in advertising, in old commercials, there'd always be a brand X, and that would be the competition. Like, this powder detergent is great, you know, whereas brand X. So, yeah.
And there's the Acme. They use that all the time.
Yeah, like every old Looney Tunes, which I don't know why Wile E. Coyote kept using Acme when they kept letting him down.
I know. He just never learned. Although he was my favorite character as a kid. I don't know why.
Those cartoons are... The Roadrunner runs are so... It's the same thing over and over. It's like, eh.
And Daffy Duck. I like Daffy Duck.
I was going to say, but Daffy Duck... Yeah, Daffy Duck is great. Daffy Duck is misunderstood.
Like Duck Dodgers. I mean, he's such a douchebag in that. It's hilarious.
Did you see the one where they actually had the Green Lantern Corps? Because
Yeah, that was awesome! Also, Porky Pig is adorable.
I can do without Porky Pig. Porky Pig's okay. But, you know, who's even maybe...
Oh, this is old. This is old, a cartoon of Porky Pig. It was just made for, like, an end-of-year party for the animators, and...
Oh, is it the one where he's...
Son of a gun. Huh? You thought I was going to say son of a bitch.
That's one of the first things I ever saw on the internet. I'm sure like stuff like that's got to be all over YouTube. Why am I promoting other people's web? Oh, fuck it. Everybody YouTubes and Googles. Like, so, yeah.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen. Goop, goop, kitty.
Spider. He is our hero.
Spider. Get rid of Spider.
Step on Spider.
Spider.
We love you, Spider.
I promise not to kill you.
Spider. Spider.
We love you, Spider.
Spider. Get rid of Spider.
Must stop
Spider.
He is our hero.
Peter is running through the cemetery, and he is apparently scared of dead people, because...
In Stephen King novel.
The skull is freaking him out, even sitting here. Why do you hate Spider-Man? How dare you?
I don't. I'm just in a bitchy mood today.
That's okay. I think it's making for a good show. Here, you're right, because here's the scene. You were right earlier. Here's the scene with naked Eddie Brock. Now, either he's wearing... You know what? I do see, like, what looks like the outline of, I presume, is, like, underwear, so that's a good thing.
Or is it smooth as a candle?
Yeah, maybe, like, the symbiote, like, got hungry, couldn't find any victims to eat their brains, and the symbiote ate Eddie Brock's cock. Which, by the way, yes, does make the symbiote gay, if he did that.
That's trench coat. Bad trench coat.
Oh, see, I never should have, like, even put the thought in your head that your mother will ever hear these. But,
I should be my Venom jacket. I should be wearing my Venom jacket.
You could have told me you were. I wouldn't know the difference.
I am.
Okay. And hell, let's just go with the whole thing. Oh, is that a jacket, or has the symbiote finally become one with you, and you are now She-Venom?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I thought of it too late, but, you know, it would have been cool if we did a whole, like, scenario for this episode in that the symbiote...
Or slowly being taken over by the symbiote and my voice becomes more screechy.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Oh, well, too late. Oh, we can do it over again.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much material we've recorded so far, but I'm sure it's been a lot.
2 hours.
At least, probably. Yeah, Spider-Man is... finally, like, okay, fuck this shit. And he's baiting Eddie Brock / Venom with a flaming log here that Eddie Brock's like, yeah, I know what he's doing. He's trying to lure me out. You know what? Fuck it. I'll attack him. I'll just take him one and then kill him straight out. And this is a pretty good panel here where he's saying how he's going to squish his brain into crimson grease. Hey, he looks impressive. I like him. He looks a little... I'd run.
Yeah, he looks pretty cool there. He looks like the ultimate Spider-Man Venom.
And that really...
I actually read the soapbox thing on the other page.
That's how you knew about Hypno Love Wheel.
Yeah.
I will admit, I too read the... I thought there might be something interesting on there, and that was pretty much the only thing.
Stan Lee's a douchebag.
Oh, did Stan Lee have something on that page? No, that's just Hyporama, written by whatever anonymous person. Probably the assistant editor, I'm guessing.
Oh, maybe I'm looking at notes from the other comment section at the end or whatever.
I was going to say, and now I made myself lose track. Oh, here's the page we were doing.
So, yeah, Venom looking badass.
And...
I think it's the Dracula fangs.
How can he talk with... that distended jaw and all those giant teeth?
Because the voice is coming from within him. Eddie's doing the talking.
Okay.
So there's a pink car there. Don't see a lot of those nowadays.
I have to wonder about those miners. Seriously. There's like a pink van left abandoned. And I'm like, okay.
Kettle van.
Anyway.
Baby again. Ugh, this is hurting a spot.
What was that? That didn't sound like Venom. That sounded like a symbiote and a beast. Oh, Golem. Right. Okay. You know what? Maybe he wouldn't talk like Golem after all. I like that the raspy voice he gave him better.
So suddenly the art gets a little better halfway through.
The art is what it is. I mean, Eric Larson has a really exaggerated, cartoony style, and either you accept it or you don't. Like, you've pointed...
That's why I think this would make a good cartoon, because it seems so action-y.
This story would make a good episode, so they should adapt this, although they probably won't. I assume Venom...
I could do it.
You could do... Okay. Yeah, but why would you? Nobody's going to pay you.
Because, art for art's sake?
I've heard of that. Yeah, if and when we ever review a amateur webcomic or amateur comic period, yeah, we'll discuss that.
Dr. Mike Ninja!
He has webbed up Venom. Venom runs right into Peter's spider web.
He's not very clever.
No, like, on the
You think the symbiote would make him smarter, but...
I don't think the symbiote's too bright either.
Well, it's the thing in later comics. It's like he's a freaking genius, and then other times he's an idiot. There's no consistency in comics universes. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem when you have like 100 different guys writing like, you know, one character.
As we said in the Hellboy podcast.
Yes. And, oh, wow, he's got a lot of teeth here. He just, oh, good. At least Venom does throw the pink van at Peter. And yeah, Venom's like, what the fuck?
Michael Bay suddenly comes out of nowhere and is like, jerking off to it. Oh my god, so hot. Explosion.
Hey, who... This has nothing to do with anything. Did Stan Winston do the makeup for Elephant Man? Because that was a great makeup job.
Nope.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, there's an enormous explosion after he throws the van at Peter. For a moment, Venom's like, what the fuck?
Oh, did you know Stan Winston's dead?
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he passed away recently from cancer. I had no idea he was even diagnosed with this. It's sad.
No, I probably knew that and then forgot about it. I know,
it's like, you have to do another Predator movie just like that one.
Forget it. Now, see, now if they ever do another Predator movie, it'll be all CGI and shit.
No!
yeah, I... Oh boy. You are you know, amongst people your age, you're probably the only one who likes practical effects, you know, over CGI.
Yeah, my mom likes CGI more than traditional animation and traditional special effects. She has no artistic bone in her body.
I don't get it, because I'm like... the old Sinbad movies, with like the one with the stop-motion animation skeletons and stuff, man. That shit is awesome.
They did that in Terminator, too.
Sorry?
As well. They did it in Terminator as well, in the first one.
Oh, the rope... Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, you know they're doing another Terminator movie, supposedly?
I know, and Sam Winston started on that, but yeah,
I'm skeptical. I didn't even see T3.
It wasn't that good.
All right, well then I'm glad I didn't see it. Venom is like, okay, the gas must have ignited when I threw that van, and he's getting happy. And here we go. The next page, he finds a quote, charred bones, scraps of costume. A melted web shooter? He's getting all happy because, by the way, he's a real dumbass here because it's such an obvious ploy. But yeah, he thinks he has killed Peter in that explosion.
Well, I think that's a good way to end the story. You know, he just lives out the rest of his days on a tropical island and, you know, doesn't hurt anyone back in New York. Old Spider-Man.
That actually would have been a good way to end Venom's story because, yeah, now he's all happy and shit. He got, or at least he thinks he got what he wanted, which was Spider-Man dead. Whereas we see here, of course, it was a ploy and Peter has escaped.
So if they made a Venom movie, it should go like this.
I would have no problem with that. They'd probably say this is not enough of a story for 90 minutes.
No, it ends like that. They end up on a tropical island somehow, and yeah.
I'd
be serious.
I'd be all for it. In fact, they really should never have brought Venom back after this story. It would have been fine.
But then he finds out that... actually, no, he doesn't find out. It ends like that.
Yeah, the end. And I liked it.
Why is he wearing a tank top and it's got flowers? Ah, he's got a symbiote for clothes.
Well, we have already established that this...
He's a faggot.
wait, we might not have... Like Kingsley the movie snob might be listening. What a terrible word, Courtney. How dare you use such hateful language? But no. Yeah, that is one queer tank top, seriously. And what I was going to say is we've already established the symbiote is gay because he's eaten Eddie Brock's cock. So, yeah, the symbiote has chosen to have, like, a floral pattern tank top. And
well, the symbiote, you know, has this weird crush on Peter. And when Eddie had a girlfriend, there was, like, a weird threesome thing going on there. So, basically... The symbiote is like a teenage girl drunk at a party, ready for anything.
Hmm. I suddenly I like the symbiote because who doesn't like a teenage girl drunk at a party? Certainly not Roman Polanski, ha ha ha. But anyway, hey, 13's a teenage girl. And by the way, speaking of hating America, fuck America for not letting Roman Polanski back into the country. I mean, that bitch was a party girl. Fuck her. So,
but it's a terrorist name.
You know, it is, what is it, 11:26? So I just want to say, once again, fuck America while it's still July 4th. Wow, I got to give this comic, like, at least a 7. For a 90s comic, especially. Well-written, well-drawn, satisfying, great ending, good fight scenes, nothing really wrong with it. Good Marvel comic.
It was thoroughly entertaining. I give it a 6, because that was what I gave Tango.
Oh, did you? I thought you gave it, like, a 4.
No, I check.
Oh, okay, then. Wow, okay, let me see how long we've been recording, how many hours we've been recording here.
I think this will be a 2-parter.
Oh, at least. Let's see, this time around, 1 hour and 17 minutes, plus the 50 minutes previous. Ooh, yeah, this will be a multi-parter, definitely. I'm glad I've got those two photographs of you. See, now it turns out it's good you sent 2 of those. So I'll probably use both. Oh, see, there go the goddamn firecrackers again. It must not be raining anymore. All right.
It's not that cool.
Oh, it stopped there? I know you wanted to talk about the Hulk movie, but so that this doesn't become like a 5-part episode.
We'll say goodbye to the audience now.
Yeah, did you have any final words or anything?
It's the final countdown. Yeah, okay.
See, you did it again. You wound up singing on the show.
That's why I did it. I have to sing in every episode.
Oh, well, you just weren't willing to sing the Gilligan's Island theme.
Because I can't quite remember the tune.
Oh, well, okay then. And on that note... Fuck, marry, kill. It's a game. You can fuck one of these guys, you can marry one, and you have to kill one.
Okay.
Venom, Hellboy, and John Jones.
Oh, yeah, that was the other guy I was going to mention. Oh, and Abe Sapien used to think he was cute.
He probably smells like fish.
That's the thing, though, because I'm terrified of the ocean. I don't think it will work between us.
Yeah, I don't. You could try to like fuck on the beach, and I don't know. but he's not.
He can
part
have
of this.
His moment.
That's not part of this game. It's John Jones.
Okay, so
Hellboy and Venom.
Okay,
yeah, you have to fuck one, you have to marry one, and you have to kill one.
I think I could imagine being with Hellboy in a marriage. I think that could work. Jean. I would kill, and then I'd have sex with Venom.
You would kill.
But then, if I killed Venom, then people would think I'm you know good because I killed him.
See why this is a good game?
Makes you think.
Yeah.
So I can imagine settling down with Hellboy.
But and you would kill Venom, and you wait. You would marry Hellboy. You would fuck John Jones, and you would kill Venom.
Yeah, because basically Jean has the same powers that the symbiote does.
Okay. Oh, so the only
can I have sex with it before I kill it?
Who?
Can I have sex with it before I kill it?
No.
Aw.
That would ruin the whole like thing of the game that you can only pick one to do each thing to.
So anyway, getting back to Hellboy.
I'm picturing like you and Hellboy in a domestic setting, and he's got, like, bunny slippers and a pipe, and he's in a comfy chair reading a book. And you're like, hey, you want to go out tonight, honey? He's like, no, I just want a quiet evening here. And you're thinking, my God, what have I done? Yeah.
No, that's the thing, though. He's an adventurer. Like, even after he leaves the VPRD, he's going out, exploring the world.
And like you've
never be a dog.
instead of a bear rug, you've got a rug you made out of venom. And like John Jones keeps calling like every 5 seconds because now he's stalking you
with his cute little African accent.
Who did his voice? You said
how lovely.
I so do not know voice actors.
You know, every girl's planned out their wedding, right?
What is up with that?
Well, let's see. I'm imagining Hellboy in his little suit, and I think I can. It's like that one. There was actually Mike Mignola did draw him wearing a suit. I think it would look like that. And my colors will be silver, red, and white, and that's what my bridesmaids will be wearing. And I'll stop now.
Well, see,
I'll wear my mom's wedding dress.
Girls are scary.
We grew up on those Disney cartoons where it's all like, you know, Prince Charming, happily ever after. It's
Do you have your divorce planned out too?
Actually, there's also Star Wars, you know, with Han Solo and Princess Leia.
Ah, the optimism of youth.
I'm not your typical human at all.
I'm thinking like they would have to like make an opening for Hellboy's tail in that tuxedo he'd be wearing.
Yeah, that's another thing he has to customize. Does he sew?
He probably not. How can he?
With his left hand.
With one hand, you can sew with one hand.
And he's probably left-handed.
Well, he has to be. Yeah. What the hell can you do with the giant hand? And oh, I like this.
Just like me.
Okay. You're left-handed?
Yeah.
That explains
a lot of stuff.
Yeah. You see, they're always saying left-handed people are more eccentric and stuff, and okay, that actually makes a lot of sense.